This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3801 for Monday, the 27th of February, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Enter the Gopher. It is hosted by Screwtape and is about 14 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, participating in the Gopher Internet Protocol.
Hi everyone, my name is Screwtape. I like to do lots of writing and sharing code on the Gopher, and I want to do a short and sweet episode about entering the Gopher for everyone, because everyone can, and I'm a little bit opinionated, but hopefully I have good reasons. Gopher is the internet protocol that was popular before the web. The experience is like browsing files on a Unix file system. That's the intended experience. Oh, this episode, what I talk about, I'll have links and clear examples in the HPR episode text, which I will write after I finish recording this. Floodgap.com is the de facto website about Gopher. If you currently have a web browser, you can visit floodgap.com. I think that's how I originally got into flogging on SDF's gopher.club. Files are often text files, which is item type 0. So Gopher has a set of known item types, which also include arbitrary binaries and images and sound format files and PDFs and HTML. Actually, I think is all in the standard, but we like to use text files a lot. CGIs are called moles. Just as a quick aside, ASCII art is popular relating to the text files because there's nothing defined like HTML. So, because it's not part of the rules, people can express themselves how they like in text files to convey text. In order to participate, I think the absolute right way is to get on a tilde, like sdf.org or something in the tildeverse.org. of which I'll have links here. A tilde is a public access Unix-like facility where you'll be able to connect. Like they'll have instructions to help you connect in a way that you're comfortable with, generally by SSH or MOSH. And then you just have a command line shell onto their server. And that will help you interact with Gopher. And once you're in there, type links, L-Y-N-X, gopher:/gopher.club, or links, gopher:/tildeverse.org, and start browsing the Gopher. Generally, the arrow keys and enter are useful to you on links. I guess if you want to advance by one line in links, it's Control-N or Control-P. I know Lynx is also a fully featured web browser, but it is also useful as a fully featured Gopher browser that's present everywhere. So if you have a Linux computer, you almost definitely have Lynx or can get Lynx easily for it. Again, I'll have this in the episode information. The reason that I think everyone needs to get on a tilde is that tildes have, in general, support you hosting your own Gopher in a public Gopher directory. The particular tilde will have a utility for helping you with this. If you went with sdf.org, which is an absolutely wonderful and kind of the Tilt classic. Once you've got into your shell there, you type make gopher or mk gopher, and it's a little helper script tool that walks you through generating a directory, and just files you put in that directory will be your gopher. So you just type make gopher. It gives you a public gopher directory, and you just put text files in there, where make gopher has some helper utilities. Just read what it tells you after you run it. I think in the Tildeverse, it's normally burrow, burrow, is the popular helper script there. Because to be the reason that some help is helpful is that there's an extra level of security that Gopher generally practices. The most popular server, Gophernicus, and other servers practice is they don't let you serve files with too many permissions. You need to get the file permissions right, but that's hard to remember. I don't know, unless you're like me and you actually like typing chmod go plus rx and then your file name. That's an aside. Forget I said that. Use mkgopher on your SDF tilde, or use burrow in your Tildeverse tilde. Gopher's standard is RFC 1436, which is eminently readable and includes interesting commentary and is really good as an RFC goes. You can also find one of its co-authors, Bob Alberti, on Mastodon, which is your side quest if you want to go away and try and find somebody on Mastodon, on the Mastodon. The Mastodon is not the Gopher, but you know, they have some synergy, Mastodons and Gophers. I guess Gophers are more cute to furry elephants than mice are, or maybe Mastodons aren't scared of mice. Other Gopher browsers. If you can tell that I'm staring at a checklist while I speak. If you already use Emacs, install Elfer mode. If you already use Emacs, that will make sense to you. It's in the non-GNU ELPA package source, which is the standard in modern Emacs. For many reasons, Fetch, Phetch, is the best Gopher browser, but you have to build it yourself. We'll come back to that in a little while. There's a popular Mozilla Firefox plugin called Overbyte, which you can find on floodgap.com. They'll help you read about and install it. And Floodgap also do a web proxy, so you can browse your elegant Gopher text files from your inelegant web HTML environment. As you can tell, I don't think it's the best to view Gopher as, or experience Gopher as, an extension of the web. You don't need all that web baloney, and also it's not gonna be conducive to you participating in the Gopher, where I think the most wonderful thing about the Gopher is that your kind of writing and art that you post there, you're participating in communities, and everybody's very different, and which is fascinating and fun, and you kind of get to know each other. I'll have a bunch of links to interesting places to venture once you're in the Gopher. But so Floodgap do have that popular Mozilla Overbyte plugin, and JavaScript and non-JavaScript web proxies into Gopher. A little bit about the mechanics of Gopher. There's kind of the de facto great INetD, so Internet Super Server, Gopher Server, Gophernicus, which is very highly secure. Like we were talking about, it's paranoid about file permissions, or appropriately paranoid about file permissions. Now, one thing the Gopher standard doesn't do, which I argue is extremely good, is it doesn't attempt to offer current advice on internet security. The protocol is just a communication protocol saying, basically the rule is just the client connects, the client says one thing which specifies an item, and the server returns that item and breaks the connection, and that's the rule. So that doesn't include negotiating a transport layer security connection, which means you need to add that if you want to have secure secure communications with a Gopher server, which of course is popular, though slightly more obscure. Not more obscure. In lots of cases, if you want everybody to happily read your flog, you don't really need TLS. Like, what you're getting from it is needs to be specific. Anyway, Gophernicus works well with a wrapper utility, which it can be easily configured with examples called Stunnel4. And this just wraps your normal Gopher server service in a Stunnel4, which TLSizes the server. So people will be making TLS connections, but otherwise, experientially, it is a totally normal Gopher, respecting the Gopher RFC 1436. One of the reasons I said Fetch is the best Gopher browser is that Fetch also very conveniently supports transparently using TLS. If you just have the TACS or the TAC TLS flag when you start Fetch, it will prefer to negotiate TLS if possible. Fetch also has good support for now we're veering into wild opinions of mine. Fetch has good support for ANSI, like terminal colors. And while those aren't present in lots of Gopher browsers by default, I argue that they're actually really good, because when you're in a normal terminal these days in a Unix-like operating system, normally they are very colorful. And so I think that in going with the spirit of item type 1, the directory item type being experientially like a Unix-like terminal, or even viewing text in a Unix-like terminal, often we have colors in those, and so I think that's a solid default, even if it's not all that common. Anyway, please look at the episode description for hopefully clear and helpful links and a small amount of commentary. And I hope to see everyone on the Gopher. And I'll also have a list of kind of cool Gopher places, even though Floodgap, SDF, and the Tildeverse are basically great places to get you going. All right, thank you, everyone. Goodbye. I love you all.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.